Saints, like it is, you have your take home in the bulletin. So read, meditate, share with family, share with friends, share even with enemies. Thank you. And when we get to heaven, I'll be very happy to quiz you on that. Once upon a time, there was a man who used to say, "It is good." If he woke up in the morning and asked him, "How is it?" he would respond, "It is good." In the afternoon, if you see him and you ask, he would respond, "It is good." If he has a broken leg and you ask him, "How are you feeling?" "I have a broken leg anyway, but it is good." If his wife was mad at him, he would report, "My wife was very mad at me this morning, but it is good," he would say. And this man had the king for his friend, and they used to go hunting. And they would go hunting from time to time. This time they went to hunt. And as they went out, he mistakenly was shooting at a game and was able to knock off one of the fingers of his friend, the king. So his friend lost one finger. And he said to the king, who was his friend, and he said, "Well, I'm sorry I knocked off your finger, but it is good." His friend, the king, was furious. He said, "It is good that you knocked off my finger? I'll put you in jail, and you tell me that it is good from jail. I'll find out." So he put him in jail. And when he put his friend in jail, his friend said to him, "It is good." He didn't know what to make of him. After some time, enemies of the king captured him and took him. And these enemies were carnivores. They ate flesh. So, when they captured him, they were to eat him, but before they do that, they would stretch you and, place the fire so that they would roast you alive. So they, stripped him of his clothes and put him there, and they wanted to roast him alive before they would eat his flesh. But when they stripped him and wanted to roast him, they had to inspect his body. Because though they were carnivores, they did not eat anything that was defective. So they looked through him and saw that he did not have one finger. And they said, "Well, we can't eat you. We can't roast you because you have lost one finger." So they said, "You go back. We only eat what is whole, nothing defective." And he said to himself, "If my friend did not knock off my finger by accident, these carnivores would have eaten me. They would have killed me. So now I see it is good." The lesson is that we do not know what would eventually turn out good for us. What we do know, that Daddy God is completely good. You want to say amen to that?
Amen.
God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Father and my Father, is completely good. We know that. And we can place our trust in God, our complete trust in God. Because God is good, God is holy completely. God's kingdom, as we pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, God's kingdom is of love and of peace. God is the one who provides our daily spiritual and bodily needs. God is the one who has forgiven us all our sins in Christ Jesus. God is the one who promises to give us the Holy Spirit if we ask Him. So this God is worthy of all our trust. And this kind of trustful and persevering prayer is what belongs to us as children of God. It doesn't belong to those who relate to God like they do to their fridge, their refrigerator. They only open their refrigerator when they need something inside. When we relate to God like we relate to our refrigerator, there is something wrong. We should relate to God in all trust. We should relate to God in persevering trust. Because we know God is all good. So the wise among us can learn from the trustful, persevering prayer of Abraham. Abraham talked to God in Genesis 18, we heard today. And after the first intercession, Abraham persisted. He said, well, I'm just mere dust and ashes, but dare I ask, if there are a few more people who are holy in this place, would you destroy this place, Daddy God? God said, no, if I find some holy people, I will spare Sodom and Gomorrah. Now we read in Genesis 19:23, that God destroyed the two cities because of their wicked and sinful ways. But we know we can learn trustful, persevering prayer from Abraham. We read it in the first reading, Genesis 18. Oh, brother Jesus, thank you for teaching us the goodness of the Father. Help us to have a share in Daddy's goodness when we partake of your loving, obedient, trustful sacrifice at this altar. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to announce to a hungry and thirsty world that Daddy God is the best. Amen.